Hi, welcome to Mindful Mommies Now, the lactation series. This is Elizabeth Cashin. I'm an RN and an IBCLC. This should be part 13, and I decided to record this outside, so you might hear some breeze blowing. And I'm going to title this episode Comfort Nursing, or Do I Let My Baby Use Me as a Pacifier or Not? Okay, so in the previous episodes, I've talked about really kind of how breastfeeding works, about anatomy, physiology of lactation. And I thought this time I would address why babies do the things that they do, because babies and their behaviors and the relationship of their behaviors to their parents and the way that we grow to be parents day to day is something that is very interesting to me and dear to my heart. So it's often asked of the lactation consultant, whether they're in the hospital setting or in a birthing center or as an outpatient, about baby's behavior as far as eating, eating too often or too long, or like I said in the intro, if the baby is using you as a pacifier or not, or using the phrase comfort nursing. So this kind of lends itself the question, how do we know if the baby is eating or not, which I have talked about, hearing baby swallow, feeling breast tissue soften to some degree during a feeding and then after a feeding. But really, I wanted to talk about looking at your baby and thinking about why babies breastfeed, why babies nurse. So babies go to the breast for, you know, many, many reasons. And the first of which obviously is, you know, being hungry. You know, it's about food. So babies nurse when they are hungry, but they also nurse when they're thirsty. The milk that you make is going to be, you know, a percentage water to begin with. That's the way formilk has been described, as a substantial part of it is water, you know, for hydration, you know, to, you know, promote hydration. And that's why we don't need to give anything extra while we're breastfeeding, no water to be added. So for thirst, babies also, and older children also breastfeed when they're tired, when they're scared, when they're hurt, for pain relief. It's often something that is helpful to do if you're in the doctor's office with your baby or your young child and they're there to get vaccinations. It helps to breastfeed during a vaccine if you can, or immediately after a vaccine. I've done it myself. I found it very helpful for me and for my babies to do that. Also, babies and growing children breastfeed when they're overwhelmed by their situations. It's perfectly appropriate to do that. So breastfeeding is part of, or can be part of, how you parent. It's also a natural thing to do to help a baby to fall asleep. So that's a topic that comes up, I think, quite often on social media in regard to lactation, breastfeeding, parenting, is, you know, infant sleep. And it is very appropriate to breastfeed your baby to sleep, especially when they're very, very young. You know, if they're under 6 months, up to a year, it is very helpful, very natural. It's what breastfeeding is really very much for, is to help a baby go to sleep. It helps the parent relax with prolactin release. It helps the baby relax. Babies will often fall asleep at the breast after they have breastfed for nutrition or for all the other reasons that they might be at the breast. But very normal for them to fall asleep. There's nothing negative about doing that that I've ever seen published. I just did another lit review before recording this to see if there was anything I was missing, but it is very appropriate to breastfeed your baby to sleep. Some people will try to breastfeed their baby into not a very deep sleep, but a lighter sleep, and then hold their baby on their chest until they're very, very asleep, and then lie their baby down in a safe place for a nap or for a longer stretch of time to sleep. But that is very just dependent on what is going on with the baby and with that parent and with that family. So you can't overfeed your baby. You can't feed your baby too often or too long. There is continued immunity passed to a baby, no matter what the age of the baby, no matter how long you're breastfeeding your baby or your child. So if that comes up as a, you know, conversation point with family or healthcare provider, just please be reassured that if your baby is 3 days, 3 months, or 3 years, there is still immunity that's being passed along to that baby from the parent who is providing milk to that baby. So the benefits to the baby, I've just kind of reviewed very briefly, but if that sounds like something you've heard or wondered about, I just wanted this to be something to reassure you that it is a positive thing for you. If it's working for you and it works for your family, then that is the right thing to do. There are really no negatives to this way of taking care of your baby and your child. So it also benefits mom's supply and her breast health by continuing to, you know, make milk with that stimulation, no matter what the stimulation is. You know, as the baby is falling asleep, it's good for the mom's breast. It's good for her breast health, therefore. So baby cannot overfeed. You'll notice when babies are feeding actively, they are more awake and alert and flexed, and there's more swallowing happening. You're going to be more aware that this is the active part of a feeding until the baby is, or child is, drifting to sleep, and then you have a baby whose body is more relaxed, less flexed, and the pattern of sucking or suckling is going to change to where there are more longer pauses and more patterns of a little flutter suckling happening, so that you can tell that this is a baby going to sleep, so that the milk transfer is less. So that's a baby that's moving into sleep mode. If you're thinking, maybe I want to hold my baby before letting this baby go to sleep on his or her own, when you see that this little person is really, really, you know, relaxed, you know, there's little to no like active, you know, swallowing going on, if the baby doesn't slip off on her own, or if it feels like she's starting to slip and it doesn't feel very good, you can break the latch with your finger in the corner of the mouth until the baby has let go of you. And then I wouldn't put her down too quickly. I'd hold her like against your chest until you see we're in deeper sleep mode. And then you either stay where you are by choice, or you put the baby down safely for a safe sleep stretch. So I just wanted to kind of mention these ideas. Comfort nursing is not a bad thing to do. It's a very good thing to do. Comfort nursing is also referred to as non-nutritive nursing. That's where there's little milk being transferred, but it has all these benefits for the baby, as I've said. So babies who are tired, scared, hurt, overwhelmed, in need of pain relief, or just needing to have a little bit of help to fall asleep, can comfort nurse, and benefits mom, benefits the person who's breastfeeding, and definitely benefits the baby. And it just kind of gives you the framework to think of breastfeeding as part of how you might be parenting your child, not just for this short term, but for the long term, because you're communicating your desire to listen to and observe and, you know, respond to your baby's cues for needs before that baby's able to use words. So those things are going to be important to you, you know, from one day to the next and for weeks, months, and years to come. So I just wanted to kind of add this to my little episode list, and I hope that it helps a little bit someone out there who might be thinking, am I doing this right? Should I let my baby nurse until my baby is fast asleep? Because sometimes I hear that I shouldn't. I'm just going to say that after doing another literature review in 2021, I have not seen anything that says this is a negative. This is really the way humans have taken care of their babies forever. So again, if it's working for you and it's working for your family and your baby is thriving and happy and so are you, then continue to breastfeed your baby, whether you call it comfort nursing, non-nutritive nursing, or just enjoying nursing your baby without putting extra thoughts or concerns into it. I applaud you, and I'm there to continue to support you. So again, it's Elizabeth Cashin. This is Mindful Mommies Now, and I'm not sure what I'm going to call this episode yet. I might end up calling it letting your baby use you as a pacifier. It's not a thing. You're not a pacifier. You're a parent. And there's nothing that is more important than you being a happy parent and raising a baby that you are, you know, just so much enjoying every day being with. So have a great day. I will see you next time. Thank you.